The whole world watched in stunned disbelief as a girlfriend videotaped the moments following a police officer killing her boyfriend. You know I'm talking about Philando Castile in Minnesota. He was buried last week, and we are still talking about it, and so can you imagine what his family must be experiencing? Joining us now is a family member, Stacy Castile of St. Louis. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How is your family? How is Philando's mother and the entire Castile family?
Well, Vicki, everyone is still in disbelief, and we cannot believe that this has taken place. My sister, I talked to her earlier today. She's holding up very, very well. She's a strong mother. You know, Philando was her only child. Me, myself, I'm handling kind of different because Philando was like a son to me. Mm. You know, I have three other boys that I raised, and we always taught our boys to, you know, comply with the law, you know, be respectful of people. But everybody is holding up pretty well. We just want justice for Philando.
Your sister has been, like you said, very strong. And I like the way she talks about her son, and she is very candid about what she believes caused his killing. Race
was it. I was talking to her, like I said, I had a conversation with her earlier today, come to find out that this officer that took Philando's life, he had a run-in with Philando before, you know, all these tickets they had. Philando loved those kids that he worked for. He had to get to work, and he had to go through that municipality. So therefore, you would pull him over. For what reason? Mm-hmm. You know, tickets, you know, your windows tinted, you ain't got the seatbelt on, but it's nothing major. This boy, he didn't do anything. He didn't deserve to die. Mm. But that officer, he knew Philando. Yes, he did. And I feel that, you know, he wanted to get rid of him.
Was he harassing him? Is that what you all believe was happening?
Racially profiling him, yes. Mm. I believe it. You know, my niece lived in that subdivision also where it took place. And she said she get pulled over once a week, twice a week, you know. So I hate that, you know, this is what is coming about in this world, that, you know, racism plays a big factor.
It does, and we are seeing it. We have the videotapes now to prove it. I think for years, as African Americans, we've known it, but now the videotape makes a case that is very difficult to dispute.
This is an opening showcase. I didn't see the video. Like I said, I was out of the country. And when I found out, it was just, I didn't see it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to remember him that way.
Understand.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it. A lot of people have talked to me and told me about it, so I can imagine what took place, and I don't want to imagine him that way.
How will you all move forward as a family?
Oh, how are we going to move forward as a family? We're all just going to stick together. We're going to pray. We're going to conversate amongst each other. We're going to talk, you know, as much time we can get. Like, they're in Minnesota. I'm here in St. Louis. I would call one of the family members every day. You know, I would have to check on them and make sure they're okay. They have to check on me and make sure I'm okay. You know, I am mm-hmm. the baby of the family. So mm-hmm. so they got to check up on me because, like I said, Philando is like my son.
What was he like? I mean, it's so clear that he touched a lot of lives because in the days after his death, there were parents with T-shirts that said, Philando served my kids food, police served him bullets. So clearly he made an impression, a favorable impression.
That he did. He loved kids. And you know, the thing about that, my sister told me that, it was like Minnesota got really bad snow. Philando's car wouldn't make it to work. He took a cab and paid $50 to get to work just to serve them kids.
Wow.
You know, if them kids didn't have nothing to eat, you know, mm-hmm. you know, Philando would buy their lunch for them.
Mm. A kind-hearted person.
Yeah, a lot of
person.
People loved him.
Kind-hearted.
Very kind-hearted.
Mm-hmm. And he was complying, like you said, with the police. Do you all wonder why the NRA hasn't come to Philando's defense. He was following the law, getting his identification to prove that he had followed the procedure to have a concealed carry permit.
That's a good question. I'd like to know why. You know, that's one of the things. We have a lot of questions. Why did it have to take place? Why this? Why that? Why is he still getting paid? Why, you know, why he's not locked up? Anybody else would be locked up.
You and I spoke the day of Philando's funeral, and in the hours after the service, you all were visiting the memorial. Are you finding strength in the stories that others tell about his kindness among each other? What's keeping you together and handling things in an admirable way?
That's the thing about the kind words that people say, really, you know, it touches our heart and it gives us, you know, a little bit more strength. You know, if somebody give you a hug, you know, it's good to hug, you know. And all the kind words they say about him, it's just amazing that, you know, he did touch a lot of people. A lot of people. And like I said, we was at the memorial service. There were people from Paris, people from Dubai. All these people come, you know, to just pay their respects. And, you know, they're crying all over the place. I'm like, oh, my God, this young man here. It's a blessing that we had him, and it's going to be a change. God took him for a reason, and it's a purpose for it. You know what I'm saying? And I do believe, and it is to make a change within the police department, you know, and changing in people's lives.
Your nephew making that type of impact.
I love him. I miss him already, you know. Like I said, from when I found out I was in Cancun, I cried every day. I mean, oh, my friends was there. You know, they carried me through this, and I have a lot of support, you know.
Well,
but I'm going to need more support, you know, because until we get justice, we all going to need support to get through this.
Of course, absolutely. And so I'd just like to say on behalf of those who are listening and in the village, you have our support and our prayers, and we stand with you.
Thank you.
Fighting for
that
justice.
That makes me feel good.
Well, take good care. Please give your sister our condolences, and we appreciate you joining us to talk.
All right. Thank you so much.
Stacy Castile, you're listening to The Village Celebration. We'll be right back.